Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you on this beautiful, wintry January 20th, 2022 morning. This is Reverend Essie coming at you with Morning Coffee in Heaven with Jesus. Yummy, yummy. I've been drinking Lion's Mane. I've been drinking coffee by a company called Four Sigmatic. And it has lion's mane mushroom in it, which is good for your thinking and other things. So when I drink my coffee or whatever I do, I try to do it so that it does something good for my body and not just wakes me up or has that flavor, you know. So try it out. This is, I think, the second or third cold, snowy day that we've had here. I'm in western Pennsylvania, south of Pittsburgh. And we're covered with snow. There's just snow everywhere, and it's so beautiful, but let's keep in prayer the people who have to travel in the snow. Amen. I'm retired. I do my ministry from in home, and which I think a lot of people are doing now, doing their ministry from home or whatever. I've been doing mine for years since our church flooded, and in, I think, 2004, we flooded, and twice, and it flooded again a couple months later. And I took my ministry online, and that's what I've been doing ever since, and still saving souls. So, you know, you can't knock somebody, right? Amen. I wanted to come to you today to talk to you about your salvation. What are you doing? What are you doing for the kingdom of God? Amen. We should all have something that we do for the kingdom of God. Amen. Is your ministry foolproofed? Have you foolproofed your ministry? Now, I'm just not talking about people who have certificate. Well, I guess you can see mine back there. You know, that would be the ordination. All my other ones are on a wall up there. I'm talking about just anybody. You feel called by God. You know, Jesus told us all to go into the world and tell people about him. Amen. So he didn't say get a paper first and then tell people about him. And we have to also tell people about him. Preach Jesus. Amen. Revelation says, and I have my Bible with me. I don't know if you can see it. Yeah. Revelation tells us that prophecy is preaching Jesus. And I'm going to give an example of when he corrected someone. I call them a Maryizer. You know, God bless Mary. She had Jesus. You know, who wouldn't, you know, give her some kudos. Amen. She had the Lord, God, Almighty Son. Amen. So I'm reading from Luke chapter 11. And I'll start with... I want to start out with 14. Luke chapter 11, verse 14. And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was going out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. This is when Jesus was doing miracles, just whatever he could do for the kingdom, for his father. And Jesus was just freeing people. That's what he does. He frees people. And that's what we should be doing, freeing people. Amen. Yeah, I do have to say this. You know, some of us, we have to be very, very careful, because I watched a preacher last night on Facebook, and I like the guy. He's really cool. I start watching him, I think, last year sometime. But you have to be very, very careful, preachers, whenever we get online, because sometimes, I hate to say this, sometimes when you're talking, you know, to the camera, you sound like you're mad at somebody in your congregation. We have to be very careful how we deliver our words. Amen. Okay, we say things that people need to hear, but how you're saying it, how you're presenting it makes a difference. We're not supposed to be entertainers. We're not supposed to be comedians, even if sometimes we lighten things up. You know, of course, you know, I'm sure Jesus did too, but we have to be very careful that we're not using someone's situation. Let's see. As an opportunity to crack a joke. Okay, so anyway. but some of them said, he casts out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. That's Satan. They're saying that Jesus was using Satan's power to do all this stuff. And others tempting him sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto him, If every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house against itself shall fall. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. Amen. And then see Matthew 12:28. You can write that down. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh him from all his armor, taketh him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divides the spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scatters. And I think I talked about that before. So whoever is not with you, whoever is not on your side, whoever doesn't like the things that you do, whoever doesn't follow your ministry, whoever doesn't follow you online is not on your side. So be careful the people that approach you. Amen. And then verse 24, when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking rest and finds none. See, this is whenever I bind evil, anything evil, I send it to dry places. You know, some people, and I've done it myself, they say, I bind you so-and-so in Jesus' name, and I send you back to the senders. Okay, you can do that if you want to, but what if the sender happened to be, by mistake, you? What if you sent yourself your own troubles? You're sending that back to yourself so it doesn't, you know, so I send it to dry places. This is where I got the dry places from. Amen. And I've also heard other preachers say the same thing. When you're binding lack, you're binding depression, you're binding arguments, you're binding manipulation, monitoring. When you're binding those different spirits, send them to dry places. Okay. Just say, I bind you in Jesus' name. You have no power over me, my family, my household. I send you to dry places. Don't ever return. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anywho, and it says, he goes through dry places trying to find rest. Amen. There is none. Jesus said, there is none there. So send them there. Saith, I will return unto my house once I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth swept and garnished. Then goes he and taketh to him seven of his other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. So when you bind these things, you send them to dry places, fill yourself up with the Holy Ghost. I say, I fill all those places with the Holy Spirit. I cover myself more with the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit of Most High God. Now, here's what I get to. I was talking about the Maryizers. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked. She's blessing the womb. Now, get it, get this. She's not blessing Jesus. Did you catch that? She's blessing the womb in which he was born and the paps which he sucked. She's blessing Mary's womb and blessing Mary's breasts because of him. Okay, she didn't bless him. Watch this. Watch how Jesus answered her, okay? But he said, yea, rather. Okay, yea, rather, which means far more. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. So Jesus is telling her that if you want to be, you'll be even more. In other words, he's saying in our language, you know, thank you, you know, God bless you. Thank you for blessing my mother and everything. But I want you to remember that it's even better, far more. Okay, yay, rather, it's even better to keep the word of God, to hear the word of God, and to keep the word of God. He's correcting her and letting her know. Just make sure you listen to the word of God, not the news channels. Amen. The news channels just bring bad news, bad news, bad news. And the Bible tells us that hearing comes, faith comes by hearing the word of God. And whatever you're hearing, that's what you're going to have faith in. If you're listening to the news, you're going to have faith in depression. You're going to have faith in COVID. You're going to have faith. You're going to be filled with fear. Amen. Hear the word of God. Hallelujah. And keep it. Keep it in your heart. Keep the word of God in your heart and your mind so much, amen, that nothing can move you. Nothing can shake you. Amen. This word of God, okay, whatever kind of Bible you have, I have a Thompson Chain Reference Bible. This word of God, okay, you, in New King James Version, King James Version, Sid Roth even has a new Bible out now, a Jewish version. I want to get that Bible. I like Sid Roth. And what he did was he changed names to Jewish names. He changed some things in there to make it more palatable, so to speak, to Jewish people. And I'm praying, Jesus tells us to pray for Israel. And I'm praying that the Israeli people will get that Bible, read it, and come to Jesus. They're his people. Amen. He was born into their nation. What else I have? I can't think of the name. I have so many Bibles in there, you know. But read the Bible, keep it in your heart to the point where you begin to spit it out to people. Somebody will say something to you and you'll say, yeah, but the word does say, you know, and they'll say, oh, really? Yeah. You know, how do you feel about it? Well, the word says, you'll start talking. It'll instantly, the Holy Spirit will bring it out. He'll bring it out in you. Amen. Amen. So, you know, that's all I wanted to say. Okay. I hope you have a beautiful day. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to listen to my podcast. See, my podcast has been doing better than my Facebook, YouTube, my blog. And for somebody, you've been giving. You know, people have been giving, and I appreciate it. I go to bed at night, and God has truly blessed me through you guys. You've been giving as I sleep. And I hope, I pray that the words that I'm saying on my podcast edify, encourage, and uplift you, make you smile a little bit, you know, maybe bring a little repentance into your heart. Amen. Because, you know, we all have to repent. No man is, there's nobody in this world that is so great they don't need to repent. Amen. Some people think you repent one time, you get saved, and you get repent one time, and it's over and done with. No, I ask God to forgive me. If your child does something to you that really broke your heart, something that you know that child should have knew better, wouldn't it be nice if they came to you and said, Mom, Dad, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I will never do that again, ever. Wouldn't that feel good? God feels the same way. He made us like him. Amen. So repent. Live holy. Jesus, God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Live a holy life. Do the best you can to be a holy person, a Holy Ghost filled person, a Jesus loving Holy Ghost filled person, and God will repay. God will bless you in everything you lay your hands to do. Amen. Reverend Essie signing off. God bless you and have a beautiful January 20th. 2022 in the rest of the week. Amen. Thanks for listening. Take a sip of your coffee, your tea, whatever you have, cocoa, hopefully non-alcoholic, whatever the beverage is. Yummy, yummy, and thank the Lord.